This week on the Streets of Rock and Roll, a special rebroadcast, part one of the Bound for Hell on the Sunset Strip listening party, originally aired last Saturday, October 29th, 2022. I'm going to bleep out the station IDs as a courtesy to our awesome affiliates that air the show worldwide 7 days a week. Find those links on the radio show page at ronkeel.com. Other than that, this is just the way it was back in the day. Well, the way it was last Saturday.
Live the rock at
packed with heavy metal balls.
We get a little wet, but we keep on rocking.
Radio assumes no responsibility for the audio quality of this broadcast. Most of it was recorded on very primitive equipment 40 years ago. Welcome to the Bound for Hell on the Sunset Strip listening party. Radio. With your host, Ron Keel.
This is Radio online and worldwide at radio.com on the TuneIn Radio app and on Odyssey. I am your humble host, your fearless front man, the metal cowboy, Ron Keel, living the dream, and for the next 2 hours, reliving the dream, as we take you back in time 40 years to a magical time and place in music history, the Hollywood heyday of heavy metal and hard rock, and a very special place, the Sunset Strip. Together, we're going to listen down to the brand new 2LP box set from Numero Group, Bound for Hell on the Sunset Strip. This beautiful collector's item set features 21 tracks from the bands that lived it. Bands like Armored Saint, Black and Blue, Rough Cut, Sin featuring Rick Fox, Odin, Bitch. There's even a track from my band, Steeler. Most of these bands, I remember, we were all grinding it out together at the Troubadour and the Whiskey. And this double album is available now in several different vinyl formats, CD, digital. You can get yours online right now at numerogroup.com, numerogroup.com. Last night, many of the artists and people involved in the project gathered at the legendary Rainbow in Hollywood for their listening party. If, like me, you were not able to attend, this online listening party is the next best thing. I'm not going to talk through the tunes. I'll save my comments for when I flip the records over. I am live right now in the Keelaholics online chat room, which I have made public for the next 2 hours. Go to ronkeel.com and join me in the chat room where I'll offer my Mystery Science Theater style commentary. So find me there on the homepage at ronkeel.com and join the discussion. During the broadcast, I'll also be speaking with Adam Luxetich, project manager for the Numero Group, who put this thing together, so we can get a little backstory on the release and how it came together. Adam did a massive amount of arm twisting to get me to contribute a Steeler track to this, and now I'm really glad. I'm glad that I did. I'm glad that he twisted my arm to make that happen. I admit, I have listened to the album top to bottom on my old record player several times so I could get prepped for this broadcast and get the vibe, and I gotta say, it brings back a lot of memories and really does take me back to that special place and time. I hope it does the same for you, and hope that you enjoy this ride with your hair up and your top off. All right, the song list for Side A is, in reverse order, track 6, Lizzie Borden, finishing off the A side with No Time to Lose, track 5, Steeler, Ready to Explode. Not my greatest achievement, but we'll talk about that later. Jaded Lady with Rock and Roll Ain't Pretty, one of the first Hollywood all-girl bands. We did a lot of shows together, and I had a massive crush on lead singer Terry O'Leary. Side A, song 3, is the title track to this epic compilation, Max Havoc with Bound for Hell. And there are two bands on this album that were on the bill at the very first Keel show ever. Max Havoc was one of them. Track 2 is by a band I don't recall, L.A. Rocks. That song is cleverly titled Cocaine. I do recall that back in the 80s, but I don't remember the band. And in the pole position on this album, Bound for Hell on the Sunset Strip, Side A, Track 1, Stormer, with a song called Going to the City. Here's L.A. Rocks with that cocaine I was telling you about. All the 80s songs had to start with the drums. It was like a rule. Here's Max Havoc, Bound for Hell. Hey, another song that starts with drums. This is the original Hollywood 80s all-female band, Jaded Lady, and they can start wherever they want.
Oh,
I'm Ron Keel, your humble host for this listening party for the new 2LP box set from Numero Group, Bound for Hell on the Sunset Strip. I'm thrilled to introduce our fans and our audience to one of the men behind this ambitious collection, the project manager of the record company known as the Numero Group, Adam Luxetich. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the party. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ron. It's a pleasure to be here.
Congratulations on this epic release. I know you've been working on this compilation album now for years. Why is this project important, not only for its historical significance, but important to you personally?
I guess important to me personally, I'm just like a huge fan of heavy metal and a huge fan of that scene of music. Obviously, I was not around when it was kicking off like yourself, but always been a fan of the bands and only sort of knew like the heavy hitters that everyone knew, you know. Of course, I knew Steeler and I knew Rat and Quiet Riot and stuff like that, but I it wasn't until diving in that I realized how many great bands there actually were in that scene that never got the respect they deserved, and, you know, bands that were playing the Whiskey and the Troubadour and selling them out the same as all those other bands, but just never got the attention. So for me, it was like a great chance to go in and find some of those bands and, you know, give them some a little bit of spot time in the spotlight again.
Well, I thought, you know, we've done a couple of Zoom calls and you look, you know,
yeah,
you look like you're too young to have been there and done that.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's really cool. So in addition to my generation getting to mm-hmm. relive the era of excess with a release like this, there's a whole new audience of young rockers who weren't even born at that time. This really gives them a taste of what that culture was all about.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I see kids all the time wearing, you know, Def Leppard shirts or whatever it might be. And there's plenty of people, especially just here in Los Angeles, that are, you know, very interested in this music, and they're not a day over, you know, 20 probably. There's a lot of really young fans out there. So it's nice to have a chance to kind of go in and represent this music to people like that. And, you know, the songs are on Spotify and we're making YouTube videos, and there's ways that like a younger generation might connect more to this music as opposed to, you know, in the day having to go back, you know, go to a record shop and find these records. Now it's like the music is everywhere, so it's easier to reach more people. And I think it'll be good for the young folks that want to hear it, you know.
I agree, and I
very
did.
Very readily available.
You know, I was there. I did live it. I loved it, lived it, and listening to the album top to bottom, you know, side A, B, C, and D, it really did take me back to that time and place.
Cool.
You know, it's a time
that's
capsule.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, it was a joy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
As we're doing now, listening to the album top to bottom on KRFK Radio with Adam Luxetich, my special guest, taking a little break from the music to talk about the story behind this project. Obviously, a ton of work went into this. We have to, of course, thank our mutual friend, Kevin Estrada, for his passion and hard work putting this together. He approached me about including my band, Steeler, on this collection. He wouldn't take no for an answer. And now that it's here, man, I'm really thankful that he and you stuck to your guns and wrestled me on board.
Yeah, we wrestled on board was a good way to put it. But Kevin is still convinced that there's some unreleased gems that are still sitting out there that you won't let us touch. And I'm like, no, Kevin, stop. There's not. There's nothing else out there, I swear. We're so happy that you're on board, man. I mean, I know it took a while for us to get this whole thing together, but there was a point there towards the end where we still didn't have everything set in stone, and Kevin was like, we have to you can't not have Steeler on here. Without Steeler, there would be a huge hole missing. So I'm also glad that you're on. And I love the song that we chose. I know it was released once on CD, I believe, but it's great to put a needle down on that one. It just sounds so awesome.
Yeah, that's a rare track. We're going to play that here in a second after our discussion. And I was reluctant to include that. I hope that people appreciate it all for the context. There's some really great music on here, and then there's some stuff that you could tell.
Yeah.
We were all learning our craft. We were still trying to learn how to write songs and record and things like that. Our recording from Steeler was done on a rented tape recorder that we used at the rehearsal
room. Love it.
So it's extremely raw and rare, but that's what it was like back in the 80s, man. Everything was raw and rare.
Yeah, agreed. And I think that was kind of part of the point we were trying to get across, was like, it wasn't all, you know, not all these bands had you know, thousands and thousands of dollars and a studio and a label behind them. And, you know, they didn't have time to record. It was just like you guys recording at home. I'm assuming you were recording just to try and get shows and pass out demos to, you know, fans and friends and stuff. So it's not always going to be the best sound quality, but that's the way it was. And I think it's great that there's songs like that on here. You know, there's a song by BVSI on here that was never released. They couldn't even find a copy of it, so we had to literally master from a cassette tape that Kevin Estrada had dubbed off the radio when it aired on KNAC or something back in the day.
Wow.
So everything sounds great. It's just good to hear like the formative years, you know, like this isn't the most polished set of recordings, but I think that's what gives it its charm, and it's really great to hear, you know, kind of the early moments of this whole scene kind of forming.
Well, we appreciate you doing it. I appreciate it. I know our listeners and our fans are certainly appreciative of you keeping that era and that music alive. Adam and I are encouraging everyone to visit numerogroup.com, N-U-M-E-R-O. It's that simple, kids. numerogroup.com, and order your collector's edition copy of Bound for Hell on the Sunset Strip, available in various colored vinyl formats. The Poser Proof Die Hard Edition even includes a bonus cassette. How cool is that? And it's on CD, digital, but I personally love my old school vinyl version. Adam, thank you again for including me and Steeler on this collection, and thanks for calling into our listening party on KRFK Radio.
Of course. Thanks, Ron.
And I have no choice now to get back to the music. Side A, track 5, a band called Steeler. I'll tell you the whole story behind this track later, maybe in the chat room and on patreon.com/Ron Keel. This was recorded live in our rehearsal room in L.A. in 82, on a rented tape recorder, not the pinnacle of my career, but an interesting audio insight into how it all started. This is Steeler, Ready to Explode. Oh, come on. Come on now. Hold on. This is a perfect example of total slop. The last note of the song, there's three instruments, drums, bass, and guitar. And they all hit the last note at the wrong time. Come on. I know, the slop adds to the charm. Closing out side A, here's another band that's still in business 40 years later, Lizzie Borden with No Time to Lose. Side one of Bound for Hell on the Sunset Strip. And now, one of the coolest things about vinyl records is flipping the disc over and dropping the needle on the other side. On side B, we have in the fifth slot, this is the track from BVSI that Adam was talking about, Savage Kind of Girl. He was telling you it survives to this day thanks to Kevin Estrada recording a local music show on cassette on the radio 40 years ago. Track four is Romeo Feeling to Rock, and I'm not sure if that's the name of the song or a typo. Who would name a tune Feeling to Rock? But it's coming up at you. Track three is the Hollywood metal queen Betsy Bitch with Damnation Alley. Track two, A Lost Treasure from Black and Blue. Wait for it. And kicking off the B-side of Bound for Hell is Sin, the band that featured Rick Fox after his departure from Steeler. My personal favorite of all 21 tracks on this release, Sin on the Run. We'll be right back. Sin, On the Run, and now very cool to have a lost classic from Black and Blue on this project. Let's give them the old 1-2-3, Saint.
Everybody, this is Jamie St. James, your old pal from Black and Blue. You're listening to KRFK Radio. Live the rock. And why the hell wouldn't you? Ba-boom, people!
Bitch, Damnation Alley, Bound for Hell on the Sunset Strip. I am feeling to rock. I think we're all bound for hell. Where art thou, Romeo?
You've got to shout.
VVSI, closing out disc one with Savage Kinda Girl. And that is the first slab of vinyl from this epic compilation album, available at numerogroup.com, N-U-M-E-R-O, numerogroup.com. That's part one of this two-part special edition rebroadcast. Tune in next week for side two on the Streets of Rock and Roll. Until then, live the rock, Sheldon!
Retroactive. Retroactive. The coolest stores on the planet. Music, merch, and memorabilia from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Located at Broadway on the Beach in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Visit shopretroactive.com.
The world is my workplace, but Sioux Falls, South Dakota is home. We've made a lot of great memories in Sioux Falls the last 7 years, and on New Year's Eve, the Ron Keel Band is bringing it home for our only Sioux Falls show of 2022, live in concert Saturday, December 31st at the beautiful El Riad Shrine. For table reservations, general admission tickets, hotel discounts, and more, go to RKBNewYearsEve.com. We're going to do an extended show, probably 3 hours long, with an intermission and a free, I said, meet and greet, playing all your favorites from RKB, Keel, Badlands House Band, and more. Let's celebrate together and start the new year with good music, good friends, and a good time with Ron Keel Band at the El Riad Shrine in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Go to RKB. NewYearsEve.com. You're up.